Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Dennis Shore, Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the unbelievable self-hating behavior, once again, of all the Jewish leaders and Jewish establishment organizations in America, the Anti-Defamation League and all the other organizations. They're all condemning Donald Trump and calling him a racist because he's standing against the worst racists in America, the Jew-hating squad, Muslim congresswomen that want to destroy Israel, and the Democrat anti-Semites that want to destroy Israel. And so they're saying Donald Trump is the racist and defending the Democrat anti-Semites that want to exterminate the people of Israel. The second subject we want to discuss is how the Netanyahu government of treason in Israel, the Likud government of treason, has announced that they're going to allow the Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen from the squad who want to, again, exterminate Israel, they're going to be permitted to go to Israel. But Chaim ben Pesach is not allowed to go to Israel for at least 23 years already. I'm barred from going to Israel. But the Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen who want to destroy the Jewish people, they're allowed to go to Israel, just as all Jew-haters are welcome into Israel, but Chaim ben Pesach is not allowed to go. That's our second subject. Let's start off, though, with the Anti-Defamation League, an organization that is so evil that it's beyond my imagination how any other people would tolerate scum like this as their leaders. The Anti-Defamation League, along with all other Jewish establishment organizations during the Holocaust, when over 6 million Jewish men, women, and children were brutally murdered in the worst crime in human history, the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, and all of the other Jewish establishment organizations watched in cowardly criminal silence and allowed over 6 million Jews to be brutally murdered. Did nothing, not one thing to save the 6 million Jews during the Holocaust, and in fact sabotaged rescue efforts by Ben Hecht and Peter Berkson and the few Jewish activists of those days, the JTF of those days, the few Jewish activists that did try to save Jews during the Holocaust, their efforts were sabotaged by these Jewish establishment traitors. And now the ADL and these other Jewish organizations are doing the same thing once again. They're saying that Donald Trump is a racist because he has criticized the Muslim Jew-hating congresswomen from the squad. Now, we're not even Trump fans. We didn't support Trump. We supported Ted Cruz. We're going to be supporting him next year. It certainly seems like we're going to be supporting him next year because the Democrats are so much worse. But we're not even fans of Trump. But to say that he's a racist because he's condemning Muslim, Jew-hating congresswomen who have called for the destruction of Israel and who support Muslim terrorist organizations and Muslim terrorist countries like Iran, and Trump has condemned them, and because Trump has condemned them, he's a racist? And the ADL says he's smearing these poor Muslim congresswomen who support the Ayatollahs in Iran. He's smearing these poor Muslim congresswomen and the other congresswomen, Cortez and all the other congresswomen who have called for the destruction of Israel, who have said all of Israel is occupied Palestine. Of course, there is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians. That's a lie. That's a historical lie. But these congresswomen have said that Israel has no right to exist and that all of this is occupied territory and that the Arab Muslims should be allowed to take over Israel and destroy the Jewish state. That's what these Muslim congresswomen stand for. And they're sponsoring legislation to support the BDS movement. In other words, a complete, absolute boycott of Israel. They don't want to boycott Iran. Iran murdered 2 million of their fellow Muslims in the Iran-Iraq war. And they committed a Holocaust. The Iranians have committed a Holocaust, the Iranian Nazis, against their own fellow Muslims. If this is what they do to their own brothers and sisters, to their own fellow Muslims, imagine what they would do to the hated Jews and to the hated Christians and to the other hated non-Muslim infidels. They're not joking when they say death to America and death to Israel. They're not joking when they call for genocide against all non-Muslims. And these members of the squad, who are so adored in the Democrat Party, and all the Democrats online and all the social media, all millions of Democrats in the social media and millions of left-wing Jews, of self-hating Jews, support them. And they back Iran. And they back the other Muslim countries that favor Nazi genocide against the Jewish people and against America. They back all of these countries. But Israel should be boycotted. Little Israel has no right to exist, should be destroyed and boycotted. And the ADL is defending them and saying that Trump is smearing them. He's smearing them. Trump is smearing them. Let me tell you something. Trump is much too nice to them. Much too nice. But you know, these Muslim congresswomen are not the problem. They're not the problem. The problem is the ADL. The problem is the self-hating Jews. That's our problem as a Jewish people. Because Hashem, God, has given us the power and the ability to deal with all of our enemies and take care of all of our enemies. God himself would fight our battle and would destroy all of our enemies if we just did what he commands us to do. Instead of doing what God commands us to do so that we'll have even greater victories than the Six-Day War in 1967 and the other miracles we've seen with our own eyes, instead of doing that, every time God tries to do something to help the Jewish people, these self-hating Jewish traitors, these Judenrat kapos from AIPAC and the ADL and the UJA and the AJC and Hadassah and the Conference of Presidents of major American Jewish organizations, the Kings of Kings, and the ZOA, yes, the Zionist Organization of America, they were silent during the Holocaust and did nothing to save the 6 million during the Holocaust. And they're a bunch of phony frauds today. And their leader today, Mort Klein, and their other leaders are on the payroll of Arabs who want to destroy Israel. And I mean that literally. Maybe we should do a show on that sometime. All of these Jewish traitors, they're our problem. The 78% of American Jews who voted for Barack Hussein Obama, they're the problem. Not the Muslim congresswomen that are anti-Semitic. We expect Muslim congresswomen who believe in a religion that says that all Jews should be exterminated. We expect them to be anti-Semitic. But when our fellow Jews are anti-Semitic, that's a real problem. And most American Jews support anti-Semites. Support people like Bernie Sanders and Schmuck Schumer and all the other anti-Semites and the husband of Kamala Harris, who's a self-hating Jew. They're supported by most American Jews. As bad, by the way, as things are in Israel, and things in Israel are very bad, and that's going to be our second subject. Things in Israel are very bad, too. At least most Israeli Jews are right-wing, are not leftists, are not self-hating leftists. In America, though, most of the Jews are against their own people, because they're ashamed and embarrassed to be Jewish. They want to assimilate, they want to intermarry, they want so badly to be accepted by the Goyim that they suck up to the worst enemies of the Jewish people. This is American Jewry. This is most of American Jewry. And so they are the problem that Israel faces and that the Jewish people face. They are the threat to Jewish survival. The reform and conservative and reconstructed and all the other ridiculous wings of assimilationist self-hatred. And many of these so-called Orthodox. And so JTF is essential because we've got to expose this. The ADL and the AJC and the UJA and AIPAC. AIPAC, by the way, the so-called American Israel Public Affairs Committee. They're the worst enemies of Israel. They push all the time for Israel to commit suicide. They say in the very beginning, in their very opening, the very opening of their platform, that they support a so-called two-state solution, which is suicide for Israel, which would put Israel back in boundaries that are 6 to 9 miles wide. Absolute suicide for Israel. And AIPAC supports that. All the Jewish organizations that support that are supporting the destruction of Israel. Now, these organizations are now telling us, when Donald Trump brings the Jews into this, he says that these Muslim congresswomen and the squad, he says they're anti-Semitic and anti-Israel, which he should say, which is very appropriate. Thank God at least he's bringing that up and attacking them for it. They deserve to be attacked for it. Yimach shmot v'zichrot. May their names and memories be obliterated. May Hashem bring upon them what they deserve, Hashem being the God of Israel. Trump, at least he's exposing their anti-Semitism. The Jewish organization, and the Jewish leaders are not exposing their anti-Semitism. The Jewish leaders and Jewish organizations are defending them, are kissing their dirty behinds. What a disgrace. What a chilul Hashem, what a desecration of God's name. Is it any wonder why, you know, what a loss that we don't have our great leader, our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana. What a loss when we lost him. JTF, that's the one organization that's going to tell you the truth now. And as we go into next year's presidential election, the Jew haters of the squad, and when I say Jew haters, I'm not only referring to the Muslim congresswomen and to Cortez and to these other, and to the black Jew haters like John Lewis, that icon of the civil rights movement who supports boycotting and destroying Israel. And he's the icon of the civil rights movement. He got all his money from the Jews. If not for the Jews, he'd have nothing. Nothing. And he'd be nothing. The Jews were the brains behind the civil rights movement. The Jews were the ones that made the civil rights movement succeed. They were the brains. But all of these anti-Semites, they're not the only Jew haters that we're going to get if the Democrats win the presidency next year. The Jewish Jew haters, they're going to be in control of policy. And they are the biggest problem. The Jewish Jew haters who are ashamed to be Jewish and who want to destroy their own people. They have always been the biggest problem in Jewish history. The Jewish Jew haters, the Jewish traitors, the Jewish fifth columnists, the Jewish collaborationists. They have always been our biggest problem. And they will be in firm control. In firm control of U.S. Mideast policy. In the event that the Democrats win the presidency next year. God forbid. And so we're facing a very serious challenge. And by the way, it's only a matter of time before the Democrats, even if, I don't know if who's going to win next year. I don't know if Trump's going to win. I don't know if the Democrats are going to win. I don't know who's going to win. According to the polls, the Democrats are leading. But even if the Democrats don't win next year, eventually they're going to win. Eventually they're going to retake the White House. Eventually. What is Israel going to do then? When we have self-hating Jewish leaders in Israel who are incapable of saying no to any American president, and you're going to have an American president who's going to demand that Israel commit suicide. What are we going to do then? What are we going to do in a situation like that? You see why it's so essential that JTF get its message out there? It's so essential. That's the whole purpose of the existence of the world, is God's Zionist enterprise in Israel. That's more important than anything that happens in all the other countries of the world. The one country that the Bible and that God focuses on is Israel, and the one nation is the Jewish nation. So we've got quite a job ahead of us. The second subject we want to discuss, aside from our battle against these Jewish leaders and our battle to expose the truth, again, because Trump, the goy, is mildly telling the truth about these anti-Semites, about these vicious Jew haters in the Democrat Party, and he's just telling a very mild criticism they deserve much harsher criticism. They are purveyors of genocide. They're purveyors of the new Holocaust against the Jewish people. And Trump is just saying they're anti-Semitic and they're anti-Israel, which is all true. But that's very mild compared to what should be said. And the Jewish leaders and Jewish organizations saying, you're smearing them. You're a racist. They're siding with the enemies of their own people again. That's our first subject. We're going to be there. We're going to try. We're going to try as best we can to counter these lies and to counter all of the Chilul Hashem, all the desecration of God's name that's taking place here. Somebody has to stand up and tell the truth. Somebody has to. No one is doing it other than JTF. No one. The second subject, and that I'm very sad to say that, very sad that I have to say that. The second subject we want to discuss is, again, involving these Jew-hating Muslim congresswomen and members of the squad. Just as they're introducing legislation to completely boycott Israel in order to destroy the Jewish state, just as they're doing that, they also announce that they're going to visit Israel and they're allowed to visit Israel. They're allowed to visit Israel? Netanyahu has approved their visit to Israel. Even though they have openly said that they believe the Jews have no right to Israel. In other words, they're calling for Israel's annihilation. And they're allowed to visit Israel. Netanyahu allows all the Jew haters to come. I remember when Netanyahu said years ago that he would allow Farrakhan to visit Israel. Farrakhan, who said that Hitler was a great man and who called for a Holocaust against the Jewish people, and Netanyahu was going to let him visit Israel. These are the type of leaders where Netanyahu allowed Arafat and tens of thousands of terrorists to remain in Israel after the Oslo agreements, which Netanyahu continued. He continued the Oslo agreements and continues them to this day. Millions of Arabs and other Jew haters who want to destroy the Jewish people are allowed to remain in Israel. But Chaim ben Pesach is not even allowed to set foot in the Jewish state, is not even allowed to visit. 23 years, Netanyahu has stopped me from returning to Israel for 23 years. They arrested me and threw me out because I wanted to make Aliyah. I never broke any law in Israel, but they arrested me and threw me out because I went to prison as the head of the JDL for the campaign that we led here in the United States to free Soviet Jews. And because of that, for 23 years, ever since the first time they arrested me and threw me out, they will not let me even set foot in Israel. I'm already 63 years old. And so I don't know how much time I would even have there if eventually they do let me in. And I have to say, because justice requires me to say it, that all the politicians in Israel, only one helped me over the years. Only one was willing to help me, and only one said, I'm going to try to do something to help you. He didn't succeed in getting me in because he didn't have enough power, but he tried to. He tried to help me, and that was Moshe Feiglin in the Zehut Party. He was the only one who tried to help me. Otzma and the phony pseudo-Kahanists there. That's another story. Baruch Marzel, Itamar Ben-Gvir, Michael Ben-Ari. They undermine my effort to get into Israel. What a generation we live in. The rabbis told us, Chazal told us that this was going to happen. That we were going to have a generation of complete evil, where no one was going to tell the truth, where the truth would be despised, and it would be forbidden even to tell the truth. We'd have political correctness. The rabbis predicted all of this. And all of it is coming true, of course, in our generation. And when was this supposed to happen? Be'acharit hayamim, in the end of days. When is the end of days? When we return to the land of Israel. That's the end of days. This is the end of days. We're in Israel now more than 70 years. So the final redemption is coming. The question is, how will it come? Will it come with great pain and suffering and punishment? God forbid, chas v'chalila. Or will it come smoothly and majestically and gloriously, which is what could happen if we just did what was right? That's the big question. If you agree that I'm the one who should be allowed to go to Israel, not these Jew-hating Muslim congressmen and women from the squad, and if you agree with what we've said about how we need for a change some Jewish organizations or Jewish leaders that tell the truth, as opposed to the ADL and AIPAC and all these other organizations that stab their own people in the back. If you agree that time has come, and if you're tired of people like Netanyahu constantly caving in, these are the leaders we have in Israel, these are the leaders we have in the United States. Those are our Jewish leaders. If you understand the importance of having new Jewish leaders that tell the truth and that stand for the truth and that stand for justice, then you're in the right place, and then you have to help us promote JTF. Because again, I've looked long and hard and don't see anybody else speaking up about these issues. I just don't see it. Someday, the good guys are going to win, because God has promised us this. Not because of this generation isn't worthy, but because of prior generations and the great Jews who sacrificed their lives, who gave their lives for the dream of the return to Israel. Millions of Jews went to the gas chambers and ovens only 80 years ago, dreaming of Israel. That dream must live. And we have to stand up and fight for what's right. This is a fight that's not going to be easy. And we're definitely outgunned. We don't have the many millions of dollars that all of the self-hating Jews have, that J Street and Peace Now and all these other organizations, the New Israel Fund. They got George Soros and all these Jewish billionaires that back them, all the self-hating Jewish billionaires. The only thing we're armed with is our faith in Hashem. And in the end, we'll see who turns out to be right. That's our challenge. That's our fight now. To bring the truth to the people of Israel, which is what JTF does with its Hebrew videos. I just did a Hebrew video on this subject, in fact. To bring the truth to the people of Israel so that they'll see the truth. And we're going to be doing English language videos, God willing, where we're going to do what we can to bring the truth as well to the people of the Jews in America and to the American people for next year's presidential election. If you want to help us with that effort, join with us, fight with us. If we fight together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.